We're very fortunate that we were able to catch Jared with Tecna Security, Rosie Certified Security Expert, available to talk real quick in the middle of his Saturday chores and work obligations to visit with Eileen. We're bringing them both into the conversation. Eileen has a smoke detector that won't quit chirping. I'm familiar with one or two reasons why that could happen, but I thought we'd reach out to Jared and see if he couldn't help. Jared, meet Eileen. Eileen, meet Jared.
Hi, okay. Eileen. Hey, Rosie. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Jared, how can you help her?
Eileen, what can we help you with?
Well, I have an overhead, and of course it's very high, smoke detector that was beeping, and we've replaced the batteries, and it continues to chirp, if you will, and we have replaced the batteries again, and this is all within a matter of, the last week and a half has been pretty maddening, and now we're just getting ready to put wire cutters to it and just separate it all together, because we really can hardly take any more. I mean, we've even put pillows around the door to keep the sound away from the rest of us.
Let's see how Jared can help. Jared?
All right, yeah, Eileen. Before you take wire cutters to those, let's see if we can solve it. So just about any smoke detector you're going to have up on the ceiling there, Eileen, you should be able to, if you put your hand on it, twist it counterclockwise, you should be able to pop it off of there, and then you'll see an attachment clip going into the smoke detector. You can remove that clip, and then the nice thing is if we do decide that you're going to get new smoke detectors, you just buy the new smoke detector, click it right back into there, and if you have the same brand, it'll fit right back onto that base on the ceiling and put a brand new one up. But before you do that, what I would recommend doing is there is a test button on a smoke detector, and that low battery warning may just be stuck inside the little basic processor inside the smoke detector. So press the test button and hold it down for 15 seconds. You'll get that beep from the smoke detector, and then it should go away. If it doesn't go away, Eileen, what I'm guessing it is all the smoke detectors with a backup battery have an internal battery in them. So even if you take the backup battery out and you took the smoke detector off the wall and there's no power going to it, there's an internal battery in it that still keeps it working for a little bit. And if that internal battery has failed, then you're still going to get the chirping. And the last two things is the age of the smoke detector. If it's more than 7 or 8 years old, it may have reached the end of its lifespan, and the smoke detector doesn't care if you put a new battery in. It's just saying, you know, I'm done here. And so it's going to beep away because it's reached the end of its life. Very last one to mention that we do have a big problem with in Arizona is the way that your smoke detector works. There's a little very fine filter in it, and normally when smoke or, you know, other things go into it, that's what sets off the smoke detector. Being in Arizona, that we have a lot more fine dust than other parts of the country, that 7-8 year lifespan can be accelerated, and once that little filter in a smoke detector that, once again, should normally just be filtering and looking for smoke, once that has filled up, if there's been any renovations in the home or anybody has had some fine dust from sawing drywall or just the dust from the outside of the home, once that has clogged up the smoke detector, it's done. No battery replacement is going to fix it. So again, what I would do is hold the test button down for 15 seconds. If that doesn't fix it, it's probably time for a new smoke detector.
I'm glad we got Jared on the phone. That was about 5 or 6 things. I had 1 or 2 ideas. That's Jared from Tecna Security.
I didn't know about the dust thing.
Oh, yeah. On Rosie's Lifeline. You can find him on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, under Security Systems. There you go, Eileen. Now we just saved your whole family sanity. You can thank us later.
All right, I got to go quick, so pay attention. The Coyotes winner, correct answer was Caitlin Keller. So if you answered that, watch your phone. We're going to pick a random right winner and text you to get your tickets. They're all digital. For the ASU, Sun Devils are hosting the USC Trojans February 3rd, Thursday night. Here's the question. Jalen Graham, the forward for the ASU Sun Devils, went to high school where? Give you a hint. It's in the Phoenix Valley, and it also has the same colors as ASU, maroon and gold. What Valley High School did Jalen Graham attend? He's a junior and the forward at ASU Sun Devils. Text the answer to 411-923, and a right winner will select at random and send you to Thursday night's game as they host USC.
Hey, y'all have a great week, Arizona. And don't get scared. Go to RosieOnTheHouse.com during the week. Post your question there or save it for us next Saturday, because we'll be back to answer all of them.